Pastor Ray Minicon peers at a photo of his ancestor James Linguadoc, who fought in the Great War.
Well, this is my grandfather here, handsome brute.
Private Linguadoc was a cubby cubby man from Queensland who worked in cattle and was known to be a good horseman. Mr. Minicon says he still feels his spirit 100 years on.
I dressed up in this uniform on Anzac Day, and I don't know who is the most handsome here, but...
It was a different era for Indigenous soldiers. The Defence Act and Aboriginal Protection Acts barred them from joining the armed forces. The burning question for Mr. Minicon, why fight for a country that treated him this way?
That's part of this incredible mystery that surrounds not just him, but all the Indigenous soldiers who joined the Light Horse. One of the things that is very interesting about the Light Horse themselves is that the Light Horse had the highest number of Indigenous soldiers in any regiment within the ADF in World War I.
But at the outbreak of the First World War, Private Linguadoc was among 1,000 Indigenous Australians who would answer the call anyway.
I guess he joined out of a sense of duty or a sense of adventure or a sense of pride.
War historian Jonathan King says some recruitment officers turned a blind eye when Indigenous people attempted to enlist.
Well, a lot of the Indigenous troopers were mates of the white Australian troopers, and they enlisted together, and they couldn't enlist as their Indigenous name, so a lot of them just changed their name to John Smith. And with the connivance of the recruiting officers, they were allowed to join up.
Private Linguadoc found himself caught up in the Battle of Beersheba in 1917, a pivotal event in the war in which 800 Australian light horsemen charged the heavily fortified Turkish stronghold. Once they conquered Beersheba, the gates were thrown open to the rest of what was then Palestine. Mr. King says Indigenous soldiers, such as Mr. Minicon's grandfather, played a key role.
The Indigenous troopers were considered to be equal by the other troopers because they were all riding horses and surviving in the desert and eating at the same campfires. Everybody had to pull their weight.
But it was a different story on their return from the war.
It was a tragedy when the Indigenous troopers came back to Australia from the Light Horse because they went from being equal troopers along with the white fellas to persona non grata. You know, they couldn't eat in the same restaurants, they couldn't go into the same pubs. They were relegated to the status they had before World War I.
Many stories that would go untold and a chapter of Australian history missing as a result. That's why Ray Minicon and other descendants of Indigenous soldiers are this year retracing the steps of their forefathers a century after Beersheba. Mr. Minicon says they'll reenact the charge on horseback and lay a wreath to acknowledge those Indigenous soldiers who fought.
We know that our people kept the memory alive of all of these people here. We just want to make sure that Australia keeps that memory alive too.